Here's what happened last time, down Gilead Lane.
Those are the Vaughns, aren't they?
They've been looking for a room all day.
Our room is big enough for all of us.
Yeah!
And sharing a room with them is a thoughtful and a wonderful idea.
Oh, yes, it is. But you have to know that it will change our whole trip. So, what do you guys think we should do?
All right, Spring Breakers, here we go with Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
You need to decide, kids. Come on, what do you think we should do?
Well,
I still say our room is big enough for all of us.
Dad, you said inviting them could change our whole vacation.
Yeah, it would.
But not the banquet part, right? We'd still get to go see the president speak, right?
I can't imagine why we wouldn't.
I think we'd probably feel bad our whole vacation if we didn't invite them.
Oh, Haley, that's the last reason we want you to use for inviting the Vaughns to share our room.
Well, that's right, hon. This is not about guilt.
Well, we've got four rooms in that suite. We could divide it with those French doors and still have enough room.
But where are we going to find the French doors?
Oh, honey, the glass doors that separate the bedroom from the living room are called French doors.
Oh.
Yes.
And that couch is a sleeper. We should do it.
We really should.
Yeah.
But there's still only one bathroom to get ready in.
Haley.
Okay. I'll adjust.
Mom and I'll go ask them then.
Now, you all go run quickly up to the room and move our stuff over to one side.
Okay.
And that way,
yeah.
If they do come, they won't feel so awkward.
Okay.
Great. Okay, come on, guys. We gotta hurry.
Let's go.
I can't believe it.
Well, this is us. Here, let me get that other bag for you.
Well, thanks.
Sure.
We really appreciate this.
No problem.
There is just a whole bunch of confusion with the vacation package, and with this being spring break, all the hotels in D.C. are booked up.
Sure.
And we just
Eric, don't worry about it. This suite was unexpected to us. And we have way more room than we need.
Oh.
But it'll be different with a baby and these three little ones in there.
Just don't. I just think a thing about it.
Promise she'll tell us if it's too much. Please.
I'm afraid you might be the ones to think it's too much.
Excuse me?
What?
Now, here we are, room 458.
Eric, Shannon, meet our children.
Oh, hi, look at the baby.
Are you sure you don't want to turn back?
No, this is great. Thank you.
There. Kids, this is Mr. and Mrs. Vaughn.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Oh, and this is Henry.
Hi.
Oh, do you remember me from the plane, Henry?
Yeah. And this is Ashley and Alex. They're twins.
And this is little Susan. And,
she was on the plane, too. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the room arrangements, Brooke?
Oh, well, yes. Well, we figured we can all share the kitchen.
There you go.
And then for sleeping, we moved all of our stuff into that room, and you guys can pull out the bed.
Really? It's a double.
And then we called the desk, and they're standing up a cot. So with your porta-crib there, you should have plenty of space to unpack and do whatever you need.
Wow. Well done. John. John, what is that noise?
What noise?
I'll go see.
What you doing, boys?
Hi, Dad.
I said.
We're being the Spider World.
The Spider World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, you spin real fast, like the ride, then fall down.
Henry, what are you doing? It's 5 a.m.
We're the Spider World.
What?
A ride at the amusement park, Eric.
The park?
Yeah!
You know, Henry, I think Mommy and I already
can... Did you say we're leaving for the park, Dad?
Well, I found one thing that can get you out of bed.
Huh?
It's nothing, Michael. Go on. Go back to sleep, son. It's too early.
Okay.
When do we get to go?
Now, Henry, remember what we said last night. We need to let the Morrisons have their time together.
Aww.
I know.
But, you know, Eric, it would actually be great if you guys could head to the park with Mary and the kids.
You're not coming, Daddy?
Well, I'm coming, but I have to meet you guys at lunch. I'm here for a judges' conference, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I would actually really be grateful if I knew Mary had some other adults with her. Uh-huh. I have meetings all morning.
Well, I don't know if I can really...
Please, Daddy, pretty please! With sugar on top.
I know you guys have done so much for us already. We probably
Eric,
can't...
Hey, you would be doing us a favor.
Please!
Yeah, come on.
You know what? Okay, all right. But can we get a little more sleep first?
Oh,
yes! Come on!
Hey, you guys.
See you.
Yes. No.
Together.
Keep your hands on the railing.
Help,
okay.
Henry.
Heads to the. Got it.
Now that is going to be a good picture.
Oh, kids must have stomachs of iron to go on these rides.
No, tell
the twins
that.
Would have been begging to go on the Spider World if Eric hadn't taken them and the baby to Kitty Land.
Oh, just wait till they settle for nothing less than a roller coaster.
Oh.
Michael has been driving us crazy for months.
Months? Was it hard to plan this trip with such a big family?
John and I do it together, but it's a lot different now that the kids are older.
Different, like, easier?
Oh, Shannon, are you kidding? Oh, 17 times easier.
Oh, thank goodness.
She'd never leave the house otherwise.
That's what I need to keep telling myself, then, that it will get easier.
Sure.
How do you do it, Mary?
Do what?
Survive all their childhoods.
Oh, shit.
And have them turn out to be decent kids. I mean, I feel like at the rate I'm going, I can hardly remember if they've eaten, let alone if they're being good.
Oh, you know, first of all, you have to remember that you're at a very hectic time. Your children are all still babies in a lot of ways. And you're doing fine, Shannon.
You really think so?
I do. It's pretty obvious you love them, and that's a huge start. But Shannon, you have to know, if it had all been left up to me, or to me and John, our kids probably wouldn't stand a chance.
Hmm?
Well, no matter how much we try to do, or no matter how much we love them even, as human beings, we will fail our children.
I'm sorry? What do you mean?
I mean, I mess up and make mistakes all the time. And that's the example I am to my children. And that if I were their only hope, they wouldn't get very far. It's by the grace of God, Shannon.
Oh, I know what you mean there.
No, I mean literally. It is only through God's help. And John and I continually have to give over our children and ask for help in training them up. That's the only reason we've gotten as far as we have.
Yeah, Eric and I get to church, you know, when we can. We try to take the kids and all that.
Oh,
it's
I'm not
hard sometimes.
About church attendance. No, I'm talking about...
Hey, you know what, Mary? I would love to talk more, but I think we need to get over to the pavilion. And besides, here come the boys.
Did you get a picture of us,
yeah,
Mommy?
Did you see me,
I did,
huh?
Bonnie.
I sure did. Timmy.
Good, because we want to go on the Ferris wheel next.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel!
Actually, we're late for lunch, boys, so maybe later.
It was good, though. I don't know who made those, but these are good.
Well, okay. I never thought I'd find you guys.
Hey,
was the conference all right?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. But all I could think about was the rides I was missing.
Yeah.
Are you going to Streak of Fury with me and Haley and Mr. Vaughn?
Yeah, ride with me, Dad.
Streak of Fury? Where does the line start? Let's go.
Yeah,
come on,
I'm
waiting for
you.
I didn't know you were going with him, Eric.
Yeah, how about
well,
you, guys?
I was kind of hoping to.
I'm just supposed to take our 5-year-old, the twins, and the baby all by myself.
Come on, it's only one
I
ride, Shannon.
Eric.
Had a big lunch.
You ready, Mr. Vaughn?
I don't know, Mike.
Huh?
Just go, Eric.
Well, if you're going to be mad at me, I'm
don't embarrass him. They're all waiting. Go.
Fine. All right, let's go.
Good,
I'm ready.
How many we got?
Waiting all day for this one.
Justin, what do you say you and me take the little kids to the park so Mrs. Vaughn can have a break?
But that could mess up our whole schedule for the rest of the afternoon. And they weren't even supposed to come to the park with us in the first place.
I can't believe you just said that. They totally could use our help, and you're worried about a schedule?
Fine. I didn't feel like riding any more rides anyway.
Is everything okay, Shannon?
I'm sorry about that. We're fine, really. I'm sorry about cutting you off before. I just...
Worn out.
Yes.
Well, honey. Mrs. Vaughn, I saw a playground when we came in. Do you think Alex and Ashley would like to play there for a while?
I'm sure they would, Brooke. Maybe I'll head over with them after Henry and Timmy ride the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel!
Let's go.
Come on, let's go now!
I meant I could take them. It's no big deal. Justin and I wanted a break before we ride any more rides anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask you guys to do that, Brooke.
Really, we want to.
Oh, you should let them, Shannon. And that way we'll just have the boys and Susan.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're listening to Down Gilead Lane. Hey, I'm Zach. I want to invite you to something awesome. It's called the Word with Zach Summer Reading Club. This summer, instead of letting your Bible sit around and collect dust, let's stay in God's Word all summer long. You can do your daily devotions, grow closer to Jesus, and even win some really cool prizes too. So grab your Bible, grab a parent, and head to wordwithzach.org to get all the details and sign up today. That's wordwithzach.org. I'll see you in the Word.
Do you struggle with knowing how to teach the Bible to your kids and teens? It can be tough to know where to start or how to help them apply what you read in the Bible to their lives. But you can get a free subscription to the Keys for Kids print devotional book or the Unlocked Teen devotional book, and they'll help you do both things. Each day guides you in reading the Bible along with a story to help you apply it to your family's life. Get the Keys for Kids or Unlocked devotional books in the mail for free at keysforkids.org. That's keysforkids.org.
Can't we do this later, Justin?
Oh, we're already off schedule because we had to spend so much extra time at the park with the little kids.
Justin.
Oh, come on, Haley. You said you'd help me pick out something for the banquet.
No, but can't we do it tomorrow?
We have all the museums tomorrow, and then we're going out to dinner.
And shopping. Don't forget shopping.
And shopping. Now, will you help me?
Oh, all right. Try that blue shirt on again with those pants. You need more sun in order to get away with that yellow one.
Hey, Justin. Ooh, that yellow looks great. Bet the president will love it.
Great. Now what do I do?
What? What did I say?
It's okay, Justin. You look good in anything.
What? Hey, why so glum, Timmy?
I don't know where Henry went.
Oh, they needed groceries.
Are they going with us tomorrow?
Oh, they might go shopping with you all while I'm at my meetings, but they're probably going to make their dinners in the room the rest of the trip.
Okay.
Dad?
Yeah, Justin?
Well, you know how the Vaughns have been doing stuff with us and everything?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, they're not gonna... I mean, we only have our 7 tickets to the banquet, right?
Right.
Well, since we've been doing everything else with them, we don't have to ask. What I mean is, we're not...
Justin, I see no reason why we would skip the banquet, son.
Oh, I just wondered, because the banquet's right in our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if you were going to give them our tickets, or if we'd have to skip it, because...
Hey, listen. No one is going to ask you to miss seeing the president, okay?
Okay. Well, I like the Vaughns and everything, Dad.
Sure.
And I'm glad we've been able to help them, but...
Justin, yeah, you better finish trying on suits if you're going to look okay at that banquet. Now, that blue's all wrong for you, bud.
The blue's all... What? Haley!
Henry, you finish building that lookout tower, and I'll do the drawbridge, okay?
Okay.
Can you give me that round gray piece?
Sure.
I wish we could have stayed here and done this all day, don't you?
Yeah, I like it a lot better when you guys are in the room with us.
Why?
Because then Mommy and Daddy don't fight as much.
Your Mom and Dad fight?
All the time. And sometimes Mommy cries a lot. Does your Mommy ever cry?
Sometimes, but mostly when she's happy. And when she's telling us she loves us or mushy stuff like that.
That's what I thought. Want to know a secret?
What?
Sometimes I think my mommy's gonna leave.
Leave? Like, forever?
Yep. Do you think your mom would keep me if she did?
Henry, mommies aren't supposed to leave when you're so little.
They aren't?
Nuh-uh.
What about daddies?
Them either.
Well, that's good.
Whoa! Look at that castle.
Aren't you glad we brought your Legos with us, Timmy?
Yeah. Why are you all dressed up, Mommy?
Because we're going out to dinner, silly. Now hurry up. We gotta get you ready.
And I'll have the perch dinner with the rice pilaf, please.
All right. And I'll bring your appetizers right out to you.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great.
Oh, this is a really nice place, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I packed extra dress clothes.
Speaking of dress clothes, are we all set for the big night tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
I got the perfect dress.
I just wish tomorrow wasn't our last night. I wish we didn't have the banquet.
What?
Why not, honey?
Because, well, Mr. and Mrs. Vaughn haven't been alone together once this whole time. And if we didn't have the banquet, we could watch their kids.
Oh, I got you. Honestly, I would love it if Dad and I had the chance to take them out. Talk to them. Encourage them right now. You know, the last time I tried, we got cut off, and everything's been so crazy since then.
Yeah, that's because we haven't been able to stick to the plans ever since we met the Vaughns.
So what'd you say, Justin?
Nothing.
Henry said he doesn't even know if his mommy wants to stay with them.
His mom?
See, we need to do something.
But we do have the banquet.
Do we have to go tomorrow?
Yes.
But they need time together more than we need a fancy dinner. Even if I did bring the perfect dress to wear.
Maybe Haley and I could skip it and stay home with the little kids.
I'll stay and play with Henry.
And I'll stay if I don't have to wear a tie.
Yeah, and that's more than enough people to watch their kids. And you guys can still take Justin to the banquet because it's right down in the hotel, right?
And if you'd be right downstairs while we were babysitting, it wouldn't be a big deal for them to go out.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
It's great. Hold it, guys. Hold it.
Right. Now, don't get carried away. We haven't even talked to the Vaughns yet.
Okay, that's one order of shrimp cocktail and two chips and salsa.
Justin, can I talk 2 minutes?
Fine.
You guys coming?
Oh, we'll take the next elevator.
Okay.
Can we sit down a second?
Here in the lobby?
Yeah, or does that mess up your schedule?
Not funny, boy.
I'm sorry. I just want to know what's wrong, Justin.
Oh, I don't know. This whole thing with the Vaughns, I don't even want to tell you how I feel.
Why not?
Because I feel so selfish. Because I haven't even wanted to have the Vaughns with us.
It's messed up most of your plans, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Justin. I've been the one who's been so excited to throw away any of our time together as a family in order to help them. And I haven't even thought about you.
Thanks, but that doesn't make me feel any better, Brooke. Because there you go, being all thoughtful again.
Sorry.
And now this whole thing with the skipping the banquet. I mean, I'm glad Mom and Dad still want to try and go, but I know they're doing it just because of me.
Justin, everyone knows how much this banquet means to you. Really, everyone knows.
Brooke.
And I really didn't mean to throw that away on you, too.
I know you didn't, but I just wonder if all this is too important to me.
You're not thinking of skipping the president's speech, are you?
I don't know what I'm thinking. I just know that I want to do what's right.
You want me to stay down here with you a little longer?
No, I kind of just want to be alone a while, okay?
Okay. Justin?
Yeah?
I love you.
Love you too, Brooke.
And thanks for not getting mad at me for messing up your whole itinerary.
Knock it off.
Sorry.
I don't think I've been so full since Thanksgiving at your mother's. Ooh, listen to them in there.
Oh, I know. What a crew we've got.
What's the matter, Mary?
I'm just thinking about the Vaughns. Watching Shannon and Eric... They don't have anyone, John.
Mm-hmm. And what else are you thinking, darling?
Well, I know that this is the big finale for your conference, and I know that Justin wants to go more than anything, but I think God put us in their lives for a reason. And besides that little talk at the park, we haven't even had a chance to talk with them about our faith, John.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. But then what do we do about Justin? We can't send him to the banquet alone.
I know. But even if we felt comfortable with that, it would mean that Brooke was the only one in charge of 7 children. Oh. If I were Shannon or Eric, I wouldn't feel safe leaving them alone.
And if Justin were here...
They'd have no problem.
Right.
At least he's responsible enough to handle babysitting.
I don't know, Mary.
Me neither. But it's so clear that Shannon and Eric have begun to look up to us. I can't tell you how many times Shannon has complimented me on our family.
Yeah, Eric too.
And we haven't even had the chance to sit down with them and explain to them why our family works, why we make it at all.
You're right. And what good does giving them a place to sleep or spending time with them do if we're not going to meet their real need?
Oh, that's exactly what I mean. They're so alone and overwhelmed right now. Their marriage is in a rocky place. Well, you heard what Timmy said at dinner.
And tomorrow night's our only chance. I know. I just don't know what to do, Mary. I mean, how can we tell Justin that he can't go see your...
I'm not going to the banquet tomorrow night, Dad.
Justin.
Where do you come from?
Oh, I didn't mean to spy. I just came to tell you guys that I've been thinking a lot about it. I can't go tomorrow.
How long have you been standing there, son?
Long enough. But that's not why I'm skipping the banquet.
It's not.
Then why?
Okay. Well, Brooke and I were talking downstairs before. Mm-hmm. When it got me thinking and praying a lot. Remember before when I was making Haley help me pick out an outfit to see the president in?
Sure, I remember.
Well, it was mainly because I wanted to look really good for our president. I wanted to impress this really important guy because he's my hero, you know?
Of course.
Sure.
Well, and then I wondered if I cared about impressing God as much.
How do you mean, Justin?
Dad, I know that Jesus would want us to be helping the Vaughns, and I know I'd be ashamed sitting in front of the president of our country knowing that I shirked my responsibility. And that's why I was feeling so bad before.
Well, what's why?
I think you skipped a part there, pal.
Well, I cared more about what a human being would think of me than what my God would. And that's why the new itinerary reads that I'm staying in the room tomorrow night and you are taking the Vaughns out to dinner.
Come on, are you sure about this, Justin?
Positive. And don't even think about making me revise the schedule again.
Yes, sir.
It's great that everything worked out so well for the Morrisons and the Vaughns. But it is kind of sad that Justin had to miss out on seeing the president. Or did he?
Justin, quick! The twins are almost done with their bath.
And?
We don't have any towels left.
Don't worry about it. I'll run down the front desk and get some.
Oh, thanks, Justin. And hurry up!
Okay, lobby.
Go ahead, Mr. President. It's all clear.
Mr.
Hello there, son.
Mr. President! Hi.
And what's your name?
Justin. Justin Morrison, sir.
Well, hello, Justin Morrison. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Well, thank you, Justin.
Well, thank you. How did your speech go tonight?
It went all right, actually. Thank you for asking.
Well, you're welcome.
Good night, Justin. I hope we meet again someday.
Meet again someday. He wants to meet me again someday.
Down Gilead Lane was a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. This week's episode, Spring Broke Part 2, was written and directed by Beth Culp and Sarah Osinski. Produced by Simon Guevara, edit and post-production by Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Randy Heckman, and I'm Zach. See you next week on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane.